Hosting for this podcast is made possible through mtgcast.com, which is supported by a generous contribution from quietspeculation.com, Magic's premier trading and financial news site.
GameCamp Podcast, brought to you by DigiCouch.com. DigiCouch.com, the only place where you can sit on a couch while you're on the internet. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Game Camp Podcast. I'm Elijah. I'm your host, and alongside me today, I have a man who can beat you in Call of Duty. It's Andrew Adair.
I don't know if I can beat everybody, but a good amount of people.
Good amount of people.
Yeah.
And a man who's joining us for the first time on the Game Camp Podcast, it's Bo! Bo! Say hello to people.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Bo!
That was a sexy intro. I mean, it kind of sounded like, hey, girls. Was it like, hey, right to the ladies?
I got a maple syrup, butter, smooth voice.
You do got to feel like Dirk Diggler. Exactly. So, Bo, because this is your first time on, what me and Andy did in our inaugural podcast was tell the people our top three games. Give me your top three games of all time. Just
top three games of all
time? No, just how you're feeling today of all time.
Oh, I already have it.
Go ahead. Do it.
Metal Gear Solid on the PS1.
Okay.
Okay.
Parasite Eve on the PS1.
Oh, geez.
PS1 actually be a recent improvement to the PlayStation library would be The Last of Us.
A lot of Sony there.
As you can tell, I love me some Sony.
Andy, and that's a good thing. That was one thing
that's
we were missing on the podcast. Because we're
both
Microsoft fanboys.
Well, yeah. And
that's how it is.
It's all right. We'll take bumps on each other.
Today, we're going to get into a lot of the news. There was a lot of important Nintendo news that happened today. There's a lot of news filing out of Gamescom, some Grand Theft Auto
Nintendo
stuff.
Nintendo news, I can't wait till we talk
We're going to wreck it. It's going to be great. We're going to wreck it like Ralph. But, Andy, let's get the show started off how we always do with some game hits. Today's first news story, it's about time. Microsoft has changed Microsoft points to Microsoft money.
Good.
Yeah.
Finally.
Are we happy about
this? Yeah, because I'm waiting to trade my stuff in a GameStop for a Microsoft gift card as opposed to points. So now that they have the cards coming out, I can finally go trade all this in.
And then
have the gift card so I can buy games online.
Game hits!
Nintendo announced their fall lineups for the 3DS and the Wii U. I'm going to give you guys a list for the Wii U first, and you guys just give me an in or out. Like, basically, I'll say it, one of you just say, I'm in or I'm out on it.
I'm going to probably say out on everything. So.
Okay, well, Legend of Zelda Wind Waker in HD, September 20th, digital release.
In.
Yeah, you are.
I'm in.
Physical release, October 4th, which is weird. This is the first time Nintendo's kind of done a digital first, Well, because the bundle's coming out on the 20th, but the actual game by itself.
I think everybody's going to try to push all their PS, Microsoft, and Nintendo are going to try to push everybody towards digital in the future. I mean, that's what they really wanted to do to launch anyway, but it didn't quite happen like that. So I think that's what we'll see. I mean, Nintendo's, that's a trend right there.
All
right,
so next game we got Wii Party U, and that's coming out on October 25th with a Wii Plus remote in it.
No, out.
Okay.
And
Super Mario.
I know Elijah's going to buy it, and I know it's going to be fun.
Yeah, just like we were playing Nintendo Land, and we're just having a ball.
Yeah.
All right. Super Mario 3D World.
Out.
Man. No, cat suits aren't for you?
Man. Okay. These games all sound fun to me.
I love me some Mario, but they're becoming just more of the same.
I mean, I've never even owned a Wii, and one of my favorite, like, top 10 games is Super Mario Galaxy.
That game's bomb.
Mine, too. It's one of my favorite of this generation, but it was groundbreaking, and ever since then, they've kind of fallen into just this...
All right, now we're going to lightning through the rest of these. Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. Sounds like it's something you'd have at Jamba Juice.
Is it like a side-scroller, or what
is it?
Yeah,
it is. Just like Donkey Kong Country.
In.
All right, yeah. Co-op, hardcore. Wii Fit U.
Out.
Mario and Sonic at the Sochi 2014 Winter
Olympics.
I couldn't even finish it before
it,
you guys say.
Yeah.
And those other games were holiday releases, except with Donkey Kong being December 6th. Now I'm going to switch over to games for the 3DS. Scribblenauts, Unmasked, the DC Comic Adventure.
Out.
Lego Marvel Super Heroes Universe in Peril. These are wordy titles,
but not on the Wii.
It'll probably get... This is 3DS, he's talking.
3DS,
I mean, kids will like it. Yeah. Sure, why not?
Yeah, my son
Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate.
It's on the Vita.
That's October 25th. I don't care about the dates for the other two games, just
because
they're
out,
just safe
because
fall.
I don't think the Nintendo 3DS can handle higher graphically complex games.
Skylanders Swap Force?
Never heard of it. Out.
Okay, Adventure Time. Explore the dungeon because I don't know.
Out. But kind of in because of the name a little bit.
The first Adventure Time game was great. It's like, hey, Ice King, why'd you steal our garbage? Like, it was like Adventure Time, something, colon, hey, Ice King, why'd you steal our garbage? Okay. And then we've also got Sonic the Lost World.
Out.
And then...
I'm I'm like October 27th, halfway in on Sonic.
Halfway in.
It depends.
You hokey pokey on it. You're
I'll
halfway
wait till
in.
I see a review
and halfway
or two
out.
And try it out.
And lastly, A Legend of Zelda: A Link Between Worlds, November 22nd.
All in.
You're not in on A Link Between Worlds?
I'm not sold on it yet.
You're not in on hieroglyphics and over-the-top dungeons?
Spinning worlds and, like, different... I mean, it's the same game, but completely
refigured. I just played A Link to the Past, but I don't know.
It's completely...
And now you're
going
to have A Link Between Different Worlds, son!
I can't wait. That's
it's just
awesome.
Sony fanboyism. Rampant Sony fanboyism. Yeah. In fact, Bo, let's just move on to the next game hits! Bo, you're going to lead this story because you're a Sony fanboy in your propaganda, and Nintendo announced something amazing, the Nintendo 2DS. Go ahead and tell the people how you feel about the 2DS.
Oh, the 2DS. Honestly, when I heard about the news today, I looked at my watch and my cell phone just to verify that it wasn't April 1st. But then I realized, no, this is a real news story. To me, it sounds like a giant joke.
Listen, Elijah said it last week. He has a 3DS that he never plays in 3D. This is for him. It's only $130, too. There's other people like him
out
there.
So let me tell you
like
who this system is for, because it looks ugly as all hell.
It won't fit in anybody's pocket.
It's not for you, and it's not even really for me. The XL is probably more for me. This is for children who aren't old enough to have a DS because the hinges, and they can break it and snap it in half.
I agree with this.
And the 2D doesn't mess with their eyes, so the Nintendo said... Children love these games, and
these
parents
silly
think
little
to them,
games,
and parents think, man, their older brother has a 3DS, and the younger kid wants to play with it, but the touchscreens are too sensitive, and it's something that can be snapped in half, and it's something that's not as hardcore. And this this slab of ugliness that Nintendo made
looks it's from
crazy.
The 80s.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's for your
4-year-old, two-year-old,
I would say three to six, maybe.
Well, I'm already counting down the days till somebody's bludgeoned to death with it, so.
Yeah, and apparently it's one continuous screen under there, and it's just separated by a piece of plastic.
I think Nintendo's smart for doing this. It's the first, foray, between, an actual game system and something for, preschoolers.
Yeah, like a Leapster.
Exactly. And I think that this is actually a good idea, especially when it's only $130, which is a lot cheaper than a tablet.
Kid, yeah.
That's around the same price as a Kindle. A Kindle Fire
and
HD
the DS
is even
has
more
apps
than that.
Like Netflix and things like that as well. So maybe that is the solution, but I think the only thing that can make this thing better is if it ran off of 4 AA's. that'd be all in. Yeah,
Game Gear status.
Game hits!
The Wii U has a price drop to $299 for the Deluxe Edition, and there's also a Legend of Zelda bundle with the HD Wind Waker. Does that make either of you want to buy a Wii U?
No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. I mean, they got to have more games than just two games I'm interested in.
Game hits!
Microsoft has confirmed that the Xbox One will never come without the Kinect. Does that make you sad?
No, I think that's a good choice. Developers can bank on it being there and can come up with some cool, innovative things.
Yeah, Xbox is behind their product. I support that. And they've really touted the Kinect's features with it.
I felt excited when Mass Effect was going to be able to tell people how to use their squad powers, but I never used it once. I never even thought about it.
Game hits!
GameStop expects Xbox One and PS4 to be the biggest launches in video game history. Do you see that happening?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
There's already, a million plus PS4s that have been pre-ordered?
Again, starting with the Sony facts. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm just saying don't have Xbox facts.
How much more PS4s are pre-ordered than Xboxes? Because I know it's a staggering amount.
I think it's 3-1. I think it's getting closer. I think it's getting closer to 2-1.
The gap is definitely
getting
closer.
It is.
A lot of people are waiting on the Xbox for about 6 months that I know. They're going to get the Xbox first, but they're still going to wait. For the initial rush.
What you're saying is word you're hearing on Street Andy from your peeps.
Yeah, that's kind of the temperature of the room.
I think people are still feeling a little burned from Microsoft's early PR.
With the blunders.
I mean, I agree with that, but I think they've recovered nicely and they've got a lot of fans back.
I don't know. If my girlfriend came over to me today and said, "Hey, I think I'm going to cheat on you next week." And if she was like, "Oh, no, I don't want to cheat on you anymore," I'd still feel a little burned. And I'd be like, "I can't trust you."
That's
anymore.
Literally the worst comparison. That's not even, you're emotionally connected to her and you have sex with her.
You're not emotionally connected.
You don't have sex with your Xbox, Andy?
Come on, look at that disk drive.
Game hits!
Fable Legends is going to have a beta that begins in 2014, and there are no plans for Fable 4. Do you guys even know what Fable Legends is?
I played Fable 3. and for about 20 minutes, I stopped playing it. And I got it for free on Xbox Live Gold and then deleted it because it was that bad.
Okay, well, I guess we don't care about Fable Legends.
I beat Fable 3. I hated it.
Game hits!
There is reportedly no game over in Beyond Two Souls. The lead character, Jody, can still die, but there is no such thing as game over.
As a big fan of Heavy Rain, I love that infrastructure.
You know, that's the only reason I haven't sold my PS3 is to play that game.
Yeah. And then you're going to kick it out of the
door. Yeah, but I want to play this game first. I'm really excited for it.
With its 2,000-plus script.
Yeah, so if it says that Jody can still die, what does that mean? Is this ghost bringing her back to life with spectral powers?
That's what I'm curious about. Heavy Rain, the lead character, Joel, could not die until the very end if you made your decisions. Yeah. Everybody else could die and the story would continue, so that's why I'm curious, because she is the lead character.
Okay.
Can she die and the story continues without her, or how does that work?
I have no clue.
I'm excited to find out.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Game hits!
Speaking of console exclusives like Beyond Two Souls, we have Rise, Son of Rome, or whatever its title is. Maybe it's Sons of Rome. Dudes in Togas? I don't know. Either way, Rise, Son of Rome is going to include microtransactions for the multiplayer. Does that kind of sour your opinion of it, Andy? It's basically pay to win.
You can unlock everything, but it's also
pay to win.
You can still earn it.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know if I'm going to spend that much time playing the multiplayer anyway, because it's just kind of...
You don't want to jump into the Colosseum with me?
Well, it is, but I believe it's just waves of people.
Yeah, it's like
horde
mode.
Yeah, it's like horde mode, basically, and that's only fun for so long. Like, I'm definitely going to do it. Don't get me wrong. But
we can fight lions and tigers and bears.
I'm going to play the single player pretty heavy, and then that's probably going to be a game I end up trading back in after I've beaten the single
player. You were kind of out on Rise because of the QTEs. They've limited that. And they've changed it from, like, an X being above a person's head. Like, the color that you're supposed to hold to jump into the event is highlighting their body.
Almost the God of War route where they highlight the color.
Exactly, yeah. So they're changing things.
I don't like the idea of microtransactions, though. Like, I understand it's only for DLC. You know,
it's only for multiplayer. Yeah,
It's armor that you unlock and weapons.
Microtransactions work in a, you know, free-to-play game, but in an actual disc-based $60 game.
Who's buying Rise to play the multiplayer?
I agree.
Nobody's buying the game. There's not one person I know that is going to play Rise. It's like, oh my gosh. Forget the single player. I'm all about this multiplayer. Yeah, like, there's no one saying that. Everyone just wants to play the single player because it looks really cool and fun. And
game hits!
At Gamescom, people who were playing Battlefield 4 says that the graphics for Battlefield on PS4 were incredibly lacking. Does that worry you, Bo?
No, not at all.
Apparently, Microsoft's cloud gaming is making things look better. Do you think that's just a thing that DICE is more familiar with a different infrastructure? Or what do you think?
Well, EA games in general have seemed to run better on Xbox, I think.
But then again, though,
the PS3 was a lot harder to develop for. You know, I think
the cell processor.
Exactly. It was different.
I think it looks like they basically develop it for... I don't know if it's true, and you can tell me, but they develop it for the Xbox first.
And then ported
it to the PS3.
However, like, Battlefield 3 was far more superior on the PS3. You know, it was able to fit on one disc. You know, that was the benefits of the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And even, you know, the multiplayer being on Xbox being separate discs just still was not up to par with the PS3. So that's where I'm kind of curious as to what it is. But I do know that Sony has Gaikai. Is that how you pronounce it? Their cloud thing. And they really haven't dove into what that is, because they spent millions of dollars to acquire that, and they can probably promise the same thing as Microsoft. They just haven't really explained
yet. They can probably add cloud gaming at some point, so I'm curious
to see what they do with that. They'd be wise.
Game hits!
A report from a leaky, a deep throat of Walmart, if you will. You know, a secret sleeper agent within Walmart.
That sounds like it could be so many different things.
If people don't know who Deep Throat is, he's a famous whistleblower.
Well, I know that, but a deep throat of Walmart, like, I know some pretty weird, shitty Walmarts.
Yeah. Either way, some secret Walmart information that we just got recently.
Sounds like a party behind Walmart.
Was about the Xbox and its potential release date. Walmart is listing midnight launches for the Xbox One, or the Expo, as I like to call it.
The One, if you will.
If you will. Maybe we can even call it the XO, like the hugs and kisses. Like, if you want to give your boyfriend hugs and kisses this holiday,
that maybe is a cool marketing game.
The Xbox One. XO. Xbox One. Either way.
Wow.
On some midnight launch documents, Walmart had...
November 8th?
November 8th.
I'm sorry, I ruined it for you.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
You were sputtering.
He's excited.
You got excited. And I understand we're finally getting some information on a date.
It did say placeholder. It didn't say confirmed.
I know. And I...
I don't think Walmart's
that's
stupid.
That's kind of what I thought it was going to be. Like,
I thought it was going to be same day as Call of Duty.
I believe it. Well, like I said, with PS4, I made the prediction that it would be October 28th. I thought they were going to jump the gun and try and launch with those current, you know, the new gen games coming out, like Battlefield and Assassin's Creed. Mm-hmm. It made sense, but they launched theirs first, and Xbox has the chance to finally drop some news that'll beat Sony, because they've almost been behind them this whole
way. Behind the curb the whole way, yeah.
So
yeah.
They finally have a chance to go, you know what, boom, we're coming out first, and this is the opportunity I see it happening.
Game hits!
Tomb Raider 4 has topped 4 million in sales, and it's the fastest selling entry in the franchise.
It deserves it.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it a lot. I beat it too, and I wanted. Yeah, like, I mean, it's one of those games that you started to play and you just wanted to finish it because it was a good story.
I haven't loved a Tomb Raider game that much since Tomb Raider 2.
Whoa, wow. Yeah. That is a long space between ratings of tombs.
I think we all can remember Angel of Darkness on the PS2.
That was a good sound effect.
Game hits!
Andy, you mentioned this in our opening, but Rare is considering revisiting some of their classics. Now, you guys can talk about Conker and Perfect Dark. I'm going to talk about Banjo-Kazooie, but they're trying to revisit games like Conker and Perfect Dark with Kinect.
You had me until you added the Kinect.
Yes.
I read the article, and it was talking about them wanting to be more innovative as far as what they can do.
Like not only controller, but Kinect as well. Like, not
well,
just
the greatest
Kinect
thing
only,
that Rare brought to the Xbox 360 was...
Viva Pinata?
Viva Pinata. And
Kinect Sports.
Whoa!
And they're actually going to have Viva Pinata come out again. That's one of the games they mentioned. Kinect Sports was delayed till next spring.
Yeah, I
don't know.
But you know what? I really do believe, because Sony originally did plan to put all the eye stuff for the PS4 in the box.
Yep.
And then they had, I guess, I don't know how this happened, caught wind or knew Microsoft was going to be doing it, and so they wanted to cut the price off. So now it's sold separately. Solar, but, you know...
Yeah, it's a $60 accessory extra.
If someone was guaranteed to have that with their PS4, I think more developers would develop
that's hard.
PS4.
Yeah, it's a lot
but
harder.
It's the same with the Kinect on the 360. They couldn't confirm that, you know, all they can say is better with Kinect on the front. Because
now they know everyone's
going to have Kinect, and they can always develop for it. So
yeah,
it's a pretty big leap. But yeah. Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts, one of the worst games I've ever played in my entire life.
It was terrible.
I do not want... No.
Rare. Don't get grabbed by the ghoulies.
No, here's the thing. Like, I'm mad, because Rare, like, they even said in this article, it's like they were wiggling their little fingers at me going, aha, Elijah, you'll never get this. I was like, Rare, you bastards, because they were even saying that, like, among all their properties, Banjo has the most hype, and, like, most of the people in the office are behind making another Banjo game. Like, everyone's excited by that idea. And I'm just like, just make exactly what was made before. Like, copy that game, just give me different levels and different powers and different animal transformations.
Awesome graphics.
Yeah,
I just don't get where Rare went from this company. When we saw their name on a game, it was day one purchase.
They owned
like,
the 64.
It was guaranteed to be incredible.
They owned the 64
And then Xbox
era.
Bought them, and you're like, man, Xbox is just about to stick the fork in the competition because that's an
they
incredible
They bought the
company,
best studio, yeah.
And they've completely just dropped deuces this entire time.
Game hits!
All right, so now we have some awesome Grand Theft Auto news. We're going to kind of just rifle through some Grand Theft Auto things that have come out. The track list was first leaked and then officially released because it was leaked. I think that the music in a Grand Theft Auto game is one of the most important aspects. What do you guys think about Grand Theft Auto music?
Oh, I agree. One of my favorites is Vice City because of that soundtrack.
It's a good soundtrack, and you spend a lot of time in cars driving around, so it's definitely important.
It almost kind of seems like a slice of what's relevant at the time.
At a certain point, though, it becomes background noise because you've heard the same songs
like 80 times.
Well, it depends on how much you play the game. You know,
true.
If you don't play very often, you may not hear a same song twice because they have a lot of music
on the
game. But at the same time, if you're playing, you know, 20 hours a week in this game, then you might be hearing the same stuff again and again.
Oh, no. I always found myself getting in a car, and before I started driving off, flipping through the stations to find a song.
Trying to find one you like.
I'm usually running over people, and the sound of their...
A thunk. You know, them thunking off of your car.
Rick James, you dropped a bomb on me. It was always fun while shooting an Uzi out of the car.
All right. Now, apparently some assets for Grand Theft Auto 5 were leaked when Sony put up some of their download content early, and now some people know some spoilers for the game. How does this happen?
I don't even know. That was
like
a weird
you
one.
Would think like with a game this big, how does this happen? I mean, because it's
matter.
Happened to Halo 4, so
doesn't
you're not
matter.
Looking and it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So it's not Sony's fault for
no, because all it was just details. Well, people know the ending is what I understand the leak specifically was.
Which
but
is
it wasn't like Halo where it was the entire game.
Yeah,
was leaked.
Who cares?
But Yeah,
you don't care.
We're still going to buy it.
All right, well then let's just end with
and
the last.
It's been proven as well that people respond better to knowing the ending and playing through or reading or watching something.
Really?
So maybe that'll improve their gameplay experience. Also, I don't know if this is the last news bit, but I'm just going to mention that there was also an article came out that said there was going to be something like 700 multiplayer missions.
Oh my gosh.
Online available.
I wouldn't be shocked.
And there's also options for people to create their own multiplayer missions, deathmatch type stuff.
I'm into that.
Awesome.
So
we're gonna be in that game a lot of hours.
I cannot wait to play that game with
you. And the last little piece about Grand Theft Auto is that it has actually gone gold, so we can rejoice.
I know.
It is done. It is being printed. It is ready for go.
Finally.
Yes. Thank you.
Wait.
Game hits!
All right, so we've got some interesting Elder Scrolls news. Last week we touched on Elder Scrolls being a subscription-based console game, which is kind of weird, and we don't know how we feel about that. Let's talk about what Elder Scrolls is trying to do. Andy, tell the people.
Basically, they're trying to see with PlayStation for PS Plus and Xbox Gold if they can buy, if people without those
can still play
non-subscribers to Gold or PS Plus can still subscribe and play this one game. And they're working to see if they can bypass that. I think that's interesting.
What do they have to do? Too. Do they have to rub like Microsoft the right way, or what are we talking about?
Well, it's kind of like if they say no, if Microsoft says no and PlayStation says no, I feel like it might make them look bad. You know?
That's not what they want.
But Microsoft, I just have no clue what to expect with this. You know, because I feel like they know their sales are going to be hurt by the idea that people have to pay for Gold and for...
Yeah. Subscription, yeah.
However, I know you and me, Elijah, have been paying for Gold for so long now
it is
a part of our experience. And so for me, it's not like a $10 plus 15. For me, it's just 15 at this point because I'm so used. Now, you have to change you're not used to paying to play online.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this?
I don't know. Well, what's interesting is, from my understanding, because Sony, you know, has announced that PlayStation Plus is required for multiplayer gaming, but
you can still use Netflix.
Yeah, you can still use Netflix. That's the big difference between Xbox and Sony on that front. But they did say, from what I saw, is that DC Universe Online, which is free to play, is possible without the PS Plus membership.
Okay.
Weird. Because that's one of their, like, you know, big things they want to launch. It is Sony online
game. Yeah,
so I understand they want to push it. You know, and then people go, oh, I like it, let me subscribe.
Game hits!
Andy, how smart do you think that the Xbox trade-in program is?
You can
trade in the game you bought for 360, pay $10, and get the Xbox One version.
It's not going to matter because it's not going to matter. 3 days later it comes out. Call of Duty's the only game I do that with. I'm not even buying Madden. Redbox.
Game hits!
All right, Bo, there was an employee, and there's an employee program at Microsoft to get white Xbox Ones, and the public is mad about it, and they want those white Xbox Ones. Do you prefer the Xbox One white or black?
I prefer the black. As long as it's the matte.
Yeah, he does. He went black. Yeah. He can't go back.
It'll come out soon.
It's true. It will come out.
It will, in the future, and I'll already have my black Xbox One set.
Game hits!
In a recent EA interview, one of their CEOs said that we don't ship a game at EA that is offline.
What does he really mean? Like, that they always are wanting you to be connected because you can still play online. I think that was their approach to free-to-play, which is what they're taking a big step towards.
Game hits!
Bo, Halo 4 Game of the Year Edition has been outed. Do you need more Halo 4? Do you already buy the maps?
I love Halo 4, but it's really late.
Yeah.
Like, they should have done that a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, hasn't it been when...
It's coming up on a year. It should have been a while ago.
Okay.
They at least should have done it at the start of summer or
it's
even
the
earlier.
Wrong time to put out a Halo 4
People don't
game
care
of
about
year.
Halo 4 right now. They're
Xbox
thinking Halo
One
5
and PS4
on Xbox
coming
One.
Out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Game hits!
Andy, there's a new Borderlands level cap. Level 72 is what they're raising it to. Are you going to play Borderlands again?
So I guess there's probably 17 people that are excited then, huh?
Oh, man, lots of people like Borderlands, Andy.
Borderlands 2 is a very popular game.
They're even making a Game of the Year edition, including the DLC.
Excuse me. You know, something is really boring to me about just the same side quests over and over again. We found a new random gun. I don't care.
Have you played it with friends?
Yeah, I have. It just doesn't... To me, when I play Borderlands, it just doesn't feel like enough is happening, like, story-wise,
we couldn't have more different opinions on this. Borderlands is amazing. I love it.
I agree. It's the looting
quest. Yeah.
And now that
you're not addicted to different guns, are you?
No. Who cares?
Game hits.
Well, now that we've talked about all of the news that came out this week, now we're going to switch gears. Not Gears of War, but just Gears in general. We're going to do some game reviews, game previews. It's just going to be a kind of little wrap-up section where we talk about the stuff that's on shelves right now or coming to shelves pretty soon. So let's start with Bo with Dragon's Crown. Tell the people about Dragon's Crown.
Dragon's Crown. All right. Well, I just finished Dragon's Crown.
Question. Did the dragon actually get the crown at the end of the game?
I can't ruin the story.
Are there any dragons in the game?
There isn't much of a story, but no. I can't ruin it.
Is there a dragon in the game?
There's tons of dragons
in the game. Is there a crown in the game?
There is a crown in the
Interesting.
Game.
Interesting. Good.
So it does match the title.
It does match the title. Okay. Tell me about the game.
Honestly, anybody that can go back to their roots on the Sega and remember the memories of Golden Axe.
Yeah, Golden
this
Axe.
This is that, but on crack.
It looks so pretty.
It's gorgeous. It's beautifully animated. There are some lewd animations in the game.
Yeah, those bubbies.
Yeah,
those
with the sorceress of the Amazonian. Sure. But it's just an incredible game. It's 20 hours long, which is funny. The first 10 hours are all tutorial, setting you up for the whole game.
Weird.
Yeah, if you like Borderlands 2, it's got the same idea with a looting system. You're just constantly
drops
looking
everywhere.
For new stuff. Incredibly hard bosses. I absolutely loved it.
Andy, segueing over to you and your beautiful face, Madden. I know you went and picked it up. You left my house. You were like, oh, I'm going to go to Redbox in 12 minutes to get Madden.
Yep.
Tell me about Madden.
Well, I drove the two different Redboxes and they didn't have it, so I finally found one that did. It's good.
Ooh, that didn't sound like arousing.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I don't know how people can hate on, Call of Duty, for example, with coming out with a different game every year, and they don't say the same thing about games like Madden and NBA. Now, granted, in my opinion, NBA's done enough to separate itself every year to make it a better game. I just like that game quite a bit. It's really, you're just paying for roster updates at this point. Now, the new engine that they're using is pretty good. And it looks pretty realistic. It's the new owner mode is good. I'm only about halfway through the season with the Broncos.
Yeah, the Broncos.
But it's just Madden, you know, and everyone knows what to expect at this point with the game.
RG3 is overpowered as I thought he would be. RG3
I don't care about
it. You don't care about RG3
I wasn't, you know, I'm not going to buy it for the 360. I'm just redboxing it for a couple days, playing
just to
through
see
a season,
what it is. Yeah.
Try it out. I am buying it on the Xbox One.
I will buy it on the PS4.
So how is the PM to WW connection? Not Walter White.
Wes Welker.
The other WW.
It's very good. One thing I'll say about a Madden Peyton Manning is that he... A lot of what he does on the field is lost in translation, so to speak.
In the game?
He just, you know, is a guy with a good arm and good accuracy in the game. Mm-hmm. Compared to where he is in real life, he can audible and, you know, I mean, you could still do all of that, right?
But
it's just...
Because it's your brain, not Peyton's brain.
Yeah, exactly.
So that is...
I'm not Peyton Manning. I'm not a robot.
How many touchdowns have you thrown to Wes Welker so far?
Three or four through seven or eight games, I think.
Oh, man, you got to get that number up.
No, I got a lot of guys I got to throw to.
Devarius and...
Yeah, and Eric
Black
Decker.
And Decker.
Yeah. So, Black and Decker, is that their nickname?
That's their nickname.
Thomas and Decker nickname?
Yeah.
That's
their self-proclaimed nickname, Black and Decker.
It's a good game. Like, I would, you know, if you're not going to get an Xbox One, I would definitely say buy it on the 360. You like football, you're going to play it.
Another game on the list here of the previews, reviews, Killer is Dead. Do either of you know about this game?
I do. Suda51's
game. Suda51 or 51 or whatever.
I don't know anything about it.
He made Killer 7.
Yeah,
he makes artistic. Basically, he's the art house developer, Andy.
Yeah.
He's the Sundance Films only.
Games, Shadow of the Damned, Lollipop Chainsaw.
No More Heroes.
So all the games I go out of my way
to avoid
playing.
Yeah. And it's very Japanese and very... He's kind of like the Tarantino of games.
Elijah, that's the best description. Elijah said this to me. It's almost a direct quote. If you don't have a Japanese title in your gaming library, you're not a real gamer. Do you agree with that? Because I don't. And
I do.
So,
I was joking.
I'm just like flipping you guys off right now.
Well, this is where I'm an RPG fan.
Okay.
And to say you love RPGs, you have to own at least one JRPG. Because
Japanese?
I love my Western RPGs, but they are so different.
Mm-hmm.
Than what an actual.
Well, let's talk
RPG
more about Killer
is
Dead. So, have you seen the gameplay?
I have. I've been following it.
Are you interested in buying this game?
I wasn't.
Until so reviews? The reviews are bad, yeah.
The granted, are bad. Like, Shadow of the Damned got really bad reviews, and I loved that game. I had a lot of fun with it. It was generic and had its issues, but I thoroughly
They're very stylish, but...
They are. They're fun. Like, you're going to laugh your butt off.
Now, another game that came out, or that's coming out, is Lost Planet 3. What happened to this franchise?
Lost Planet 2 was a train wreck.
Lost Planet... The first one was great.
Like, that was one of the reasons why I bought my Xbox 360
that game was
when
fun.
First came out.
Like, what is Capcom doing?
I love Capcom.
What is the state of Capcom? Changed. Like, they're just...
Like, how do you go from...
The Resident Evil 6, Resident Evil games are so different now than they used to be.
Yeah, like, and Resident Evil 4 was, like, that perfect blend of survival horror.
They used to be terrifying. Yeah. And they're just, like, they just have become... Not quite, but more of a run-and-gun zombie shooter, and I just...
With horrible checkpoint systems and awful everything else.
Yeah, Resident Evil 6 is bad.
Yeah, it was
Resident Evil 5 is bad.
5 is fine,
give me
actually.
An Okami 2, and
I liked
Capcom.
Regardless of what 5 was, I
You enjoyed playing
the
it.
Hell
I played
out
the
of
heck
game.
I platinumed that game.
I loved Resident Evil 5.
I did, too.
All right. Never mind. Maybe I'm wrong. So that game, maybe they found it. They're making the beef jerky of games, you know, where it's not the best quality, but you still enjoy the hell out of it.
I did not enjoy Resident Evil 6.
You did not?
I definitely played it.
So, but you enjoyed 5.
I loved 5.
Yeah. Did you co-op it with someone?
Yes.
That's probably the reason.
You had to. Yeah. Or else that game sucked even worse. But going back to what we were talking about, like, Lost Planet 2 was so bad. I was so excited for it, and that game was horrendous.
Yeah, it's bad.
And so they announced 3, and they showed a really cool trailer at E3, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. It looks a lot like Dead Space 3 with the whole Arctic theme. But I've been excited, and then it just went and just disappeared.
It's been getting some
And now all of a sudden,
reviews.
It's out. Yeah, it's
or,
out,
well,
and it's
you know, here's
horrible.
The thing. We say not so good, but they're really... People, you need to, if someone's giving something a 60, 70, or like even a 50%, it's probably still an okay game, and some people will like it.
If it's, over a 6, like, generally, like, I'll try it.
That's exactly where I'm at.
It's like one of those things where some people will enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like the Deadpool game, that was around that area, and some people still really like that game. Some people really didn't.
He's one of my favorite Marvel characters. That game was terrible, but I played through it because it was so damn funny. The writing in that game was perfect.
Good. All right. So, Lost Planet 3, we're out on that. We don't want people to buy it.
I want to play it because
I'm so out.
Capcom
I didn't even know that
Planet,
it had come out
it
and
looks,
was reviewed.
It's looking awful.
Yeah,
so
bad cover-based shooting, third-person. Yeah. Have you seen the first-person mech stuff?
It looks
weird.
Yeah, I have too many games.
One of the
right
directors
was
like, I really like the Alien series. How can we do that?
Yeah, I just don't have time for it.
And we're going to finish up on a lighter note then. Our last review preview is going to be a game that I am all into. It's Rayman Legends.
I am beyond excited.
I'm so buying this. Have you seen how pretty the game is, Andy?
Don't care. There's a lot of other good games coming out. I'm not going to be
Andy, Tyler's
spot.
Coming to town. Me and Tyler are going to sit on the couch and play Rayman Legends.
I will
Legends.
Join you.
Oh, that's fine.
Dude.
I have a soft spot for 2D side-scrollers.
And that game is beautiful.
And it's gorgeous. The artwork in Rayman Legends was
And it's so hard. It's really hard. Yeah. That game is so hard. The first Rayman was hard. Hard.
Well, even the very,
still
very
you don't care.
Still
you
don't
care.
Care.
No, Andy, here's the
a
thing.
Lot of good
You're
games
gonna play with me?
Soon.
I'm gonna make you play it.
I just have to pick my battles.
No,
and Rayman is not
too.
The battle I'm gonna pick. Like with Grand Theft Auto 5, Assassin's Creed 4, which I'm excited for. It'll should be a lot of fun with the pirate stuff.
I'm torn.
Battlefield, Beyond, Call of Duty even. I'll put some time into the multiplayer on that.
Well, next week that'll be our big topic. We'll get into all of the... We'll do a fall preview, and we'll say what we're buying versus what we're not buying.
Well, I'm in the Killzone Mercenary beta right now.
Watch Dogs, too.
Yeah, geez, yeah, Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs comes out,
freaking The Division looks good.
The Division
looks great.
There are so many games.
The ability with The Division that they showed to use your tablet as a UAV type...
Yeah,
drone controller and do things with it is incredible.
Well, that was interesting because Battlefield 4, when they said commander mode,
but they
on
only
the tablets,
have that on.
But it's only on next gen, which is fine with me because I want to be commander mode. Yeah. That was my favorite on some Battlefield 2.
All right, so now we're going to wrap up the show with our final segment that we wrap up with every week. We're going to tell the people what we're playing right now. And if you've kind of already brushed over it or, you know, told everyone what's going on with what you're playing right now, tell them what they should be playing then. So go ahead and start, Bo.
All
right, what are you playing, or what should they be playing?
There's three things I'm playing right now. I'm playing Disney Infinity with my 5-year-old.
Nice.
I thoroughly love it. It's great. It's Skylanders, but it's the best things from Little Big Planet put in, and it's like playing with real toys, but in a video game. All the imagination stuff we used to do as kids, like building towers and having guys fight it. Like, you do all that, but it's in a video game. It's great.
All right. I like that.
I'm in the Killzone Mercenary beta on the Vita.
Okay.
It's fantastic. We all remember the Call of Duty declassified game last year, one of worst games ever made. This is showing what that system can do with a first-person shooter, so I hope it pans out really well. And then on the PS3 front, I'm a little behind the times, but I am playing XCOM.
Oh, okay, Unknown. Yeah, that game's... I didn't even know he was going to give us three. He dropped bombs on us.
I love it.
Games.
It's heavy, yeah.
Andy. Well, I got to play, you know, when my son's asleep, when I'm with my son, and then when I'm out.
You just got it. He's asleep. Oh, time to put it in.
I just want to publicly say I'm rooting for the Vita to be good, because I want to... Because I'm going to eventually buy a PS4. And
the technology.
I sold it because there just wasn't enough good games, and they weren't enough good games on the horizon either. Mm-hmm. Like, it looked like we were a year or two out, and so I was just like, I'll get my money back now, and I'll rebuy it later. So I'm rooting for it. You know, I'm not, I'm a Microsoft fanboy, but I'm going to buy a PS4 eventually.
Yeah, the
You know, next year, once Naughty Dog comes out with their game and there's a special edition bundle, better believe I'm going to be on that.
Andy, what are you playing? Or what should people be playing instead?
I mentioned I'm playing Madden.
Yep.
Still doing the season. I'm going to finish one season and take it
back.
Still
doing Splinter Cell, too.
Splinter Cell, I got to finish that. I would recommend that people play through Heavy Rain to re-excite themselves for Beyond Two Souls, because this game's got to do well. I want it to do really well so that they can make a next-gen game
that's just in there.
That's incredible. Game. And so play Heavy Rain.
Quantic Dream.
Remind yourself how good that game is, and remind yourself why you need to get excited.
All right, and listeners, I will tell you what I'm playing now. I'm still playing Plants vs. Zombies on my iOS phone, and game is hard. It's
the first one, not the second, right?
No, I'm playing the second. I'm playing Plants vs. Zombies Dose. That game's amazing. You don't have to do the microtransactions. You can just play. It's hard. It is. I'm so frustrated with that game. Like, seriously, someone help me. Like, tell me what to do. Like, every time those Yetis show up, I hate those Yetis. The freaking cowboy tracks, it's the worst, guys. I need to stop playing the game because I'm actually, like, physically frustrated. Like coworkers will look at me and they're like, oh, man, do you have a bad customer? And I'm, like, just, like, pissed off that, like, my freaking plants didn't do what they're supposed to do. Either way, we're going to get out of the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week with more game news, and we'll tell you what we're playing, of course. Until you hear us again, check us out on the Facebook page, Movie Camp. Search Facebook, Movie Camp CO. That's where we're at. Our website, moviecamp.co as well. Like us, favorite us, share us, subscribe to us. We do game camp, we do TV camp, we do movie camp, we're going to do sports
camp.
Camp
will be coming out soon.
It's going to be, it's on the rise, it's on the rise.
I have an outline working. We're going to do a big preview, sports preview here in the next couple days.
But seriously, guys, tell your friends about us, tell your family about us. You know, get us out there, put us in your friends' ear holes. That's a, like, shrink us down to microscopic skies and put us in your friends' ear holes. Yeah. Weird. Either way. Yep.
Did you see that movie?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Strange. Either way. Well, now that that's the end of the show, I guess.
Now that's all
awkward. Now that we aired everything out. You guys keep checking us out and keep playing.
Bye.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2. New Age of Heroes.
Game Camp Podcast. I'm wearing a Banjo-Kazooie shirt. The hoop! DigiGosh.com. Check them out for news articles and gaming updates. Oh, yeah.